Okay, we only got three left. I did send, and then Casey, he changed his mind in his way, and I'm not sure if you guys received that form or not.
Yes, ma'am, we just received it. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, we have three left, so here you go.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Yes.
Miguel Jesus Gonzalez. My number is 154-741.
Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, now, Mr. Gonzalez.
I do.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hang on, sir.
Yes, yes, sir, thank you very much.
Mr. Gonzalez, can you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Yes, Miguel Jesus Gonzalez, 154-744.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see that you signed your form on December 5th. Is that correct? Does that seem about right? We have a copy of it. Let me just verify. Yes, it looks like December 5th that you signed it. And on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of the rights is that you can hire an attorney at your expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm going to represent myself today.
Okay, that's just fine. Not a problem. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see us on the video screen there. If you look down at the far end of the bench from me, all the way at the end, is the Honorable David Neal. Next to him, the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for this hearing. Also with us in the room is Mr. Osborne, who is with the Department of Corrections. He will be representing both the department and your parole officer today. There, you can see Mr. Osborne now. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
I do.
Thank you. So, Mr. Gonzalez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violate the conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you from your warrant, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you believe it's false, we'll take some testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can discuss it further, and then the board will make the final determination on whether you violated your conditions. So you understand that process?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, so phase one of your hearing, and here is the allegation, Mr. Gonzalez. It's that you're in violation of condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, on or about November 4th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts at that point were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Gonzalez, is that true or false?
I'm going to say it's true, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Gonzalez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, back to you. We'll go to phase two of your hearing. The board found you in violation of your supervision, the conditions of supervision. So in phase two, we're going to determine if we should reinstate you on supervision or revoke. Before we do continue any further, we'll take some testimony from Mr. Osborne about your case. So just stand by. We'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mr. Gonzalez was released from DOC custody on November 3rd of 2017. He was arrested on November 10th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his Chicago warrant status, and was returned back to our custody that same day. It was six Chicago days with a community supervision end date of September 9th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2000, trafficking in stolen property, 3 years, 6 months. 2005, burglary, third degree, 2 years. 2007, unlawful use of means of transportation, 10 months. 2009, armed robbery, 5 years. And 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He's had 6 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG and gang information noted that on 11-9-07, he had brown pride covered on his chest. He stated that he had to cover his brown pride due to failure to carry out an assault on a staff member while housed at ASP St. Louis. He stated that he had earned his tattoo by assaulting an inmate while in county jail in 2004. Prior term of supervision, 2003, TIS absconder, 99 days, arrested by San Juan Sheriff's in New Mexico on absconder, returned to custody and read CSED. 2006, TIS absconder, 83 days, arrested by Tucson PD on absconder warrant and 2 city warrants, returned to custody and revoked. 2008, TIS absconder, 57 days, arrested by Tucson PD and revoked. 2013, TIS absconder, 15 days, arrested by Coolidge PD, returned to custody and revoked. And 2015, TIS absconder, 24 days, arrested by Tucson PD and felony possession of dangerous drugs, returned to custody and revoked. He has a significant disciplinary history with multiple drug possessions, theft, and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrests, 1997, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ juvenile detention. 1997, burglary, AZ juvenile detention. 1997, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile detention. And 2000, burglary, second degree, AZ felony conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G6V8.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So back to you, Mr. Gonzalez. It looks like you were released to go to Behavioral System Southwest at 6420 South Park in Tucson, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you go and live there? I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
Can you speak for a little bit?
Yes, if you could tell us, did you go live in Behavioral Systems?
Yeah, I went there. I went to Behavioral Systems. I went over there. And I stayed there for the first night. The next day, I got into an altercation with two people that stayed there. I kind of got into, we got into a fight right there.
Uh-huh.
I just left. I didn't know if I was going to get arrested. I didn't know what was going to happen. So I got scared and I ran. And I ended up running. But I was on the street for 10 days. I turned myself into St. Joe's Hospital. I called the emergency crisis hotline, and the fire department responded, and they took me to St. Joe's, and I believe I was in St. Joe's Hospital for a total of 2 or 3 days. And the Tucson Police Department actually picked me up at St. Joe's Hospital. That's where they got me. I wasn't on the street or nothing when they arrested me. I was walking out of the emergency room in St. Joe's Hospital. So that's where the QPD had arrested me at. Because I knew from my priors, I got problems with absconding, I'm not going to lie.
Right. I noticed that.
Every time I abscond, my mindset's stuck in here, and I don't know what to tell you. I'm not that guy that's going to sit here and try to make all these false promises to you. I'm not that person. I know that I'm SMI. I know that I can get a lot of help within the community, you know what I'm saying? But in prison, I'm just another person in a cell taking side minutes. That's all this place is. That's all this is about here. I'm not going to lie to you on that behalf either. I know that it's on your decision of what's going to happen today. I realize that. You know, I'm 37 years old now. I grew up in locked up in a juvenile in the Department of Corrections. I'm not happy with my life at this moment, you know, and I do want to make some serious changes, and I believe I can do that. I just need some really intensive therapy and counseling, and I believe that there's a SACRAC program, we got sanctions over there, but they can lock you in there. I would not mind doing that, but to tell you the truth, I have a problem with drugs, I have a problem with a lot of mental illness, and I have a lot of problems with things that have happened to me in my past, you know?
Right.
I want help, and I'm going to tell you the truth, honest truth, DOC doesn't really help you all that much, okay, inside when you're in here, and especially going through the process that I'm going through right now. I'm in lockdown 24/7, I'm in the hole, that things are not very well, you know, and
Okay, sir. Sir, you mentioned that you used drugs, and I see a couple of dangerous drugs or drug paraphernalia convictions. What drug did you use?
Ma'am, I'm not going to sit here lying. I smoke weed, I drink, I've done heroin, I've done meth. I've done every drug that you can possibly think of.
Okay, so you just do any. Do you drink alcohol?
Honestly, I don't really drink alcohol a whole lot because I'm not very good at alcohol.
Okay, so you don't really drink. And then for your mental health, are you on some meds for that?
I take Cybin, and I actually take Cybin on the street too. I take that Prexel.
Okay, and does that seem to help you?
Yes, it helps me. It's fine. When I have my medication, I can function. I can focus.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. And it seems like you probably did the right thing when you turned yourself in, because, you know, one of our concerns is that you're safe. We want you to be safe.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you needed to be there at the hospital, so that was a good thing. Okay, and I will tell you, and you yourself admit, you're not really a good risk as far as absconding, because you have a long history of absconding. This would be your sixth time that you've been on community supervision and absconded, so you're not a good risk from our viewpoint here, I'm sure. I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members have any information or questions for you. No? Okay, sir. We're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to do that. Without repeating something you've already told us, is there anything else you want us to know?
The only thing I can honestly say is if that SACRAC program sanctions, or if there's a way I can get released in SACRAC to go in there and just stay there, okay, and go to the sanctions or whatever, I'll do that. I mean, I'm not going to, that's pretty much is all I got to say right about now, because I'm not going to sit here and repeat all this to give some long-winded speech about how I'm that exception to the rule and all this and that. No, that's not how it is. I realize I'm a grown man, I have my problems. This is not helpful.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you for being so honest with the board. We really appreciate that. And I just want to let you know that the Penal Reentry Center is part of Department of Corrections, so it is still corrections, but the board does not have any authority to say where you would be placed. So if the board voted to let you return to community supervision, we wouldn't have that authority. That would be up to your parole officer. So Mr. Gonzalez, the board is going to go into discussion, and we ask if you just stay on the line there while the board's in discussion. It may sound like we're talking to you because you can see us here, but we're in discussion. We talk among ourselves. And then we'll get back with you. So do you understand? Just remain silent on the line there. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you, sir. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Gonzalez is an individual with a long history of many community supervisions for which he has absconded. He has some serious drug issues with marijuana, heroin, meth, and he also needs to stay on mental health meds to keep him, which he says are helping him, and I understand they help many people. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return him to community supervision, but I will listen to any input from my colleagues.
I agree.
Thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion to, based on the major points in warrant 2017W3750. Our conversation with Mr. Gonzalez and information provided by Mr. Osborne of the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke his community supervision as Mr. Gonzalez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 6 days after an altercation or an argument with fellow residents at the Behavior System Southwest halfway house in Tucson.
Second.
Okay, back to you, Mr. Gonzalez. You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. One of our primary concerns is that you are safe, and when you're there in the department, you're safe, and you're getting your meds, and you're getting your meals, and you don't have to worry about you'll be released on or about September 9th of 2018. So,
February 3rd.
Do I have the wrong date? I do have the wrong date. I wrote September. You are correct, sir. It's February 9th, 2018. Good thing you corrected me.
It's probably something in the time when they recalculated.
Yeah, okay, so it's February 9th. Thank you, sir, and I stand corrected. So you don't have very long to go, and when you... I'm sure it's February.
I'll double check it.
I'm sure. We're checking right this minute. Mr. Osborne is looking that up for us. But thank you for catching that, sir. At that point, though, when you are released, you won't have a parole officer. You won't have to worry about, checking in with the parole officer, and you can go about your business and find some kind of program. So, what's the correct date now?
Because there was a recalculation done, and it is February 9th of 2018.
Very good. Okay, so you're in there. So, yeah, 44 more days, Mr. Gonzalez, and then you'll be out.
So, if everybody gets them up, too bad February 9th, that they're not trying to hold me until September 18th, and I have to go through all kinds of process to get out?
No. February 9th is your the most current date. Mr. Osborne just looked it up. So, in between now and then, work with your CO3 and see if you can get some additional ongoing treatment. And we thank you so much for participating and being so respectful with the board. And this hearing is concluded, sir. Thank you.
All right.